Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
So there's a lot of people that, you know, are going through issues with their, like, spouse or significant other that or used to be ex-spouse, whatever the hell. You know, like, so here's a theoretical question. So, like, all right, you got kids with somebody, right, and you guys are separating. In theory, could the guy just bounce and take the kid, be like, hey, kids come to stay with me, this is where we are? Or does the child always mandatorily have to go with the mother initially on a split up?
No, look, the law is now. Either parent can take the children, especially if they just split up.
Mm. Is it like whoever calls dibs first?
There's no court order, so if you're together, take the children. If it's in their best interest, if you want to have primary care, go and pursue the action in court first. Basically, who gets the court first has the upper hand on who gets primary care of the children.
Wow.
Interesting.
And these days, they look at both parents as on equal footing. Mm-hmm. So men do not think that the courts are leaning more to the woman. Because if you're a good parent, they're looking to the best parent, best interest of the children.
Got you. Now, there's a lot of, you know, like, you know, women out there that are going through issues with their, you know, baby father, or maybe they're not, like, paying the money that they're supposed to pay or not coming around enough. What's the first step that women need to take in order to, you know, get everything going, you know, in their favor?
Well, ladies, what you should do, make sure you keep a track of all the times that he's paid. Basically, if payment is through the child support office, contact the attorney general. They will pursue it free of charge for you. But sometimes they're very slow in proceeding. Therefore, contact a private attorney, like myself, or someone else of your choice, and file an action for contempt of court if they fail to pay. Make sure you have your documents in order. And what I mean, list all the times that he failed to pay the amount of child support that he was ordered.
Right.
A person can still be held in contempt of court even if they pay $50 when they were supposed to pay $500. So I say that to say this. Sometimes people pay a smaller amount each month thinking that they can avoid a contempt action. But in reality, they still are in contempt if they don't pay the full amount. Of course, the judge may give them some leeway and not put them in jail if they're actually paying something.
All right. So you can call with your questions to attorney Bobby Edmonds, 1-866-9-RICKY. Before we go to break, I have a question. And I guess the only situation I can think of, the first one that comes to mind, is the Usher and Tamika Raymond situation. What happens if someone wants to take the child out of the state or take the children out of the country? How does that happen?
Oh, look. If you have custody and the court says that the jurisdiction is restricted, even if you take the children from one state to the other without the court authority or filing a motion, the judge can switch the children, give them to the parent who is still in the state. The judge can also put restrictions. They can take away your passport to restrict any out-of-country travel.
Wow.
There could be restrictions where you only can stay in that particular county or parish if you're in that particular state.
Mm-hmm.
The judge can put all kind of restrictions. If one violates it, you must file an action in court, bring them back in the court, show that they violated. The judge would say, look, children stay here in my jurisdiction. Parent, go wherever you want to. Go travel the world. Children stay here.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show. More Bobby Edmonds coming up next.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.